For a start, the frozen assets is way bigger than 90 billion.
Yes, I can explain the figure in a moment.
Okay, explain the figure.
So it's 90 billion for a period of 2 years.
Right.
So there's more, you're right. We're talking about almost 300 billion that are indeed frozen at the moment. But what the European Commission is saying is that we are going to use for the time being only 90 billion for the next 2 years to support Ukraine. That doesn't cover all the financing needs, but it's just what the Commission decided to put forward at this stage.
I can see a flaw in this plan immediately. And I'm pretty sure as part of, I don't know, we are down to 27 bullet points or 28 bullet points between Putin and Trump at the moment. I'm pretty sure that part of that plan was you hand back those frozen assets.
You're right. And there's so many angles we could take with the story because there's so many issues here, actually. So I'll try to explain it as best as I can. Because
which is pretty good enough for me, that's for sure.
I'll do my best. So what the European Commission said yesterday was, OK, we need to support Ukraine with further financing. What we're suggested to do is to use the so-called frozen Russian assets that are held on the European continent. So what the Commission is trying to do here is to try to use the assets that are available across the bloc, not just in Belgium. Because we know Belgium, where the majority of the assets are held, has had very strong legal concerns about this problem. But even before the Commission put forward this proposal, Belgium was already saying that it had issues with it. We heard, for instance, from the Foreign Affairs Minister, Maxime Prévot, saying that they were going to plead for alternatives here. And indeed, they believe that EU borrowing is the best option rather than using the frozen Russian assets.